Okay, this one's gonna be a little bit different. Even though it's being listed as a bonus, I wouldn't call this an episode of Liner Note Leftovers. And let me explain just a little bit here. This week at my alma mater station, we held a listening party for Saskadelphia, a major, major thing in Canada, the Tragically Hip's lost album. Believed to be a myth and also believed to be entirely lost to history, it's six tracks from the Road Apples era. And we held a listening party at my station, 106.1 The Goat, where we dug into the tracks a little bit. We played all of them in their entirety. It was a cool little experience for lovers of the Tragically Hip, myself included. So this bonus episode here is going to be that show in its entirety, almost. Sadly, because of copyright rules and all that kind of stuff, we can't play the songs in its entirety, but we can dig into the minutia of it. We can learn about these tracks, the backstory, that kind of thing. And I'm going to link a Spotify link to the album, so much like one of those old digital storybooks, you can listen along and follow along as you like. I wanted to post this so that people could get an insight to the album if they hadn't heard it already, and show you guys a bit of a more emotional, a more real, a more raw version of what this is. Because that's kind of what that listening party of Saskadelphia was. Facts sprinkled with a lot more emotion from a guy who just truly loves the Tragically Hip. So if one person listens along to this and maybe knows a little bit more than they did last time, or has some feelings that kind of way, that's going to be a big, big thing. So without further ado, this is Liner Note Leftovers bonus episode, Saskadelphia, as heard May 21st, 2021 at 106.1 The Goat.
This is Liner Note Leftovers, your weekly musical discovery hosted by 106.1 The Goat's resident crate digger, Dan Soul. Let's dive in.
Ladies and gentlemen of the herd, I think you can hear it in my voice right now, but I am literally buzzing right now. I am so ready for this. It is time for the Saskadelphia listening party. The Tragically Hip, bring on the brand new renaissance. I think we're all ready, because over the next six tracks, we're going to see an insight of the Tragically Hip as young men with fire in their belly as they get ready to become Canada's band. And you know what? That's a perfect place to start with this story, because the origins of the Saskadelphia album take us all the way back to the early 90s, to the Road Apples days. At that time, Tragically Hip has dropped their first EP, and their first album, Up to Here, is already out, which has snagged them a Juno as the most promising upcoming Canadian band of the year. But as we know, an award means nothing if you're staring down the barrel of the second album curse. The Hip has to prove that they are not one album wonders. This is make or break time. So they start working on a third album, which is called Saskadelphia. And it takes its name from the grueling touring circuit they were on at the time. So one day, they'd be in Saskatoon, tomorrow New York, then Toronto, then it's Philadelphia, and it's plotted to be about a double album, so 20 tracks long. That name, though, Saskadelphia, gets shot down by American record executives saying, boys, this is too Canadian. This is never going to sell stateside. What are you thinking? So they tell the Hip to go back to the drawing board, and the Hip's like, all right, we'll get one over on you. Let's call the album Road Apples, which is a Canadian term for frozen horse poop that you use as hockey pucks. In the end, they decide to make a 12-song album, which is created in between them doing concerts, having listening parties and jam sessions six nights a week, and six more tracks are put in the vault. And they thought that they were lost forever, because in 2008, there was the Universal Music fire. A bunch of people lost their early work. A lot of people lost the masters of their music. But after something of a fishing trip, Johnny Fay, drummer for the Hip, finds out that six masters are safe. They were relocated to Toronto in 2001. So they decide to put that all together, and it becomes Saskadelphia, which was released this morning. And what you're about to hear is the Tragically Hip at their most hungry, their most unkempt, their most raw, before they were ever the elder statesmen of Canadiana, you can hear a lot on this album. There are spirits on this album. And I'm not talking about the ghost that apparently lived in the New Orleans mansion that they recorded these songs in. You'll know what I mean, and this track is a great starting point. Because I'm listening to this album, blind as you right now, but like a kid on Christmas, I snuck a peek at the first presents. And man, on the first song, Ouch, you not only have peak Tragically Hip, but elements of like this Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain-esque banshee screaming poetry combined with some California-flavored punk funk from The Hip. Rob Baker actually calls this the song that he knew Saskadelphia was going to be a good project with. He actually says when he first heard it, he's like, in the 90s, we were a good little band. But personally, I like it a little bit better when Johnny Faye says,
holy, what a vocal.
And holy, yeah, what a vocal. From Saskadelphia, this is the first track, The Tragically Hip's Ouch. The Tragically Hip absolutely laying it down with Not Necessary, the Lost to the Ages song from the Lost to the Ages album, Saskadelphia. We're listening to the whole album together, completely blind. I'm completely rocking out here in the studio. It's so loud in the goat right now, but we're kind of changing pace just a little bit for this track here because Montreal is a track and the only track on the album that you're ever going to hear that was live. None of the other songs are live except Montreal. And it's because the tape that is out there was never found. And people believe that there was only about 2/3 worth of the song on it. Because it is a very, very heavy song. It is a very emotional song that was written about the Polytechnic Massacre in Montreal in 1989. And they were trying to make something that could be something of a small comfort to Canadians, something that could help people begin to rebuild, that kind of thing. And they kept recording over and over and over again. And this was, according to Gord Sinclair, not in the days of Pro Tools and digital recording, so to speak. So they were laying it down on 2-inch tape, playing it live over, 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 over again. They kept getting it until they could get a version that was completely right, and they didn't actually do it. So the question is asked, where did this version of Montreal come from? Well, according to Paul Langlois, who's also in The Hip, he said they decided to play it as an encore in Montreal in the year 2000, because it was 11 years to the day that that massacre had happened, and even Gord Downie was completely nervous and unsure about playing this song. In fact, he didn't even remember the lyrics. They had to look it up on the internet in 2000 before going up on stage. So this was the dial-up days, maybe the early days of High Speed. They were getting this together. But I think I agree when I say that this is something of a small comfort. It's the start of the Tragically Hip's elder statesman period, I think is the right way to talk about it. Because it shows when you love something like the hip loves Canada, you're going to be with them for everything. The good, the bad, the horrible moments that make the world feel colder and darker. These are the kind of things that that could help you get through it. Music. It's pretty important, man. The Tragically Hip, Montreal, as we listen to South Saskadelphia on 106.1 The Goat.
We'd like to do a song now about the identification process. It's called Montreal. Pantsuits, long black velvet gloves, smiles across crowded rooms. The only boy she ever loved. Don't you worry, her mother's gonna make her look good. Don't you worry. It was a bad day for a style.
The Tragically Hip's Montreal played live once in the year 2000 and never heard again until right now as we listen to the Tragically Hip's Saskadelphia, the lost album from the Road Apples era. And speaking of lost tracks here, this is kind of an interesting one because nobody in the Tragically Hip knows why this song wasn't on Road Apples. They loved it. They thought it was a great tune, a balls-to-the-walls rocker, which really kind of showed where Gord Downie was progressing as a lyricist. All the band says, he was leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. And in fact, the song that became Crack My Spine Like a Whip was their go-to encore tune during the entire Up to Here Road Apples era. They would play it all the time. And this was during their peak creative time. They were making Last of the Unplucked Gems and Little Bones. So, Crack My Spine Like a Whip and Not Necessary, which we heard a little bit earlier, kind of fell by the wayside. However, the Hip doesn't seem to know why, with Paul Langlois even saying, we were certain that this one was going to make it on the album for sure. What do you think, though? We've got it now, but should it have been on Road Apples? Crack My Spine Like a Whip. We're listening to Saskadelphia on 106.1 The Goat.
Rolling.
Holy man, that is two down and dirty bangers from the Tragically Hip there. We are listening to Saskadelphia, the lost album of the Road Apples days. I just got an awesome, awesome text from Mike. He says, this is like visiting an old friend that you haven't seen in years. And it's something like that, isn't it? It feels almost like a gift from Gord, if I will, the pun intended and such as that. But those are two down and dirty rock tunes. They were completely inspired by 60s and 70s rock riffs, and you can hear a little bit of it in there. You can hear the Hip's influence. Like, I can hear some Chuck Berry there. I can hear some Stones there, but I can hear some peak Tragically Hip. And this one is the last track on the album. We've already hit the end, but this is the one that I'm most excited about, and I think this is the one everybody should be excited about if you're going in blind on this album right now, because this one is called Reformed Baptist Blues. And this is interesting because it wasn't written by Gord Downie. Nope. Gord Downie did not have a hand in the writing of this one. It was written in the early, early days of the Tragically Hip. In fact, it's believed that this is the first Tragically Hip song ever actually written. It was written by Gord Sinclair. Apparently, it was easy peasy to play and really, really catchy. It was a staple in the Hip's discography even before the 1987 self-titled EP even dropped. And they don't even really talk about that one, which is a shame because it has Highway Girl on it, Small Town Bring Down, a whole bunch of other great tracks. And in fact, Gord Sinclair says he was completely shocked when Johnny Fay told him that they had found Reformed Baptist Blues because none of them remember actually recording this in New Orleans. Nobody knows if they did that at that haunted mansion, but they do acknowledge that they were literally emptying out the cupboards of what they had for songs and trying to see if they had a hit there. They probably weren't even playing Reformed Baptist Blues live anymore. But Paul says he's thankful that they ended up finding this tape because according to the Hip, they all really, really loved this song. So this is believed to be the first Tragically Hip song, Reformed Baptist Blues, as we listen to Saskadelphia.
Reformed Baptist Blues.
Holy crap. I have no idea what I expected there, but whoa. So if I sound a little bit weird right now, it's because I don't have my headphones on. I knocked them off headbanging. My hair is a mess. Oh my God. What a way to end an album. That was Reformed Baptist Blues. We've been listening to Saskadelphia, the lost Tragically Hip album. Is anybody else feeling a little bit spent after that? Holy man. We're going to get out of here. We got to finally play some commercials. I broke all the rules to bring that album in its entirety without interruption to you. But to say this, to sum it all up, our listening party of Saskadelphia, that really does feel like a gift from Gord. And it goes to show that we may have lost the man in physicality, so to speak, but that dude is always going to be around. His voice is always going to be heard. His spirit is always here. And it's through listening to tracks like that on Saskadelphia. I got to go get a breather in, guys. I'm going to leave you with some messages.
Okay, if you're still here at the end and you didn't just leave to go listen to Saskadelphia, which I totally understand, I am not faulting you. That is an awesome sounding album just from the clips I was able to play due to copyright. If you bailed and just listened to it, respect. I just want to say thanks for coming along on this ride with me. It was completely unpolished. There were a lot more emotions in play than facts, and I know that. But the Tragically Hip means a lot to me. And I'm glad that just for a little bit, I could share this with you. A completely blind, raw, unfiltered reaction to Saskadelphia. A lost album by my favorite band of all time. A band that's so interwoven with mine and perhaps even your life. A band that when I like think back on the critical moments of Canadian existence is such a soundtrack. The good, the bad, the scary, the heartbroken moments, the times when you realize you truly love something and someone and some place and some time, But to love something is to want to build up on it, to make it better for everybody. I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a little emotional thinking about it right now. But I encourage you, if this is your first interaction with the Tragically Hip, or you haven't dug as far into the Tragically Hip's discography, you should totally do it, because there's a lot to be said and a lot to be heard. Thanks for coming along with this old vinyl nerd and getting down with the Tragically Hip obsession a little bit. It feels good the further you dig into it. Hope you enjoyed this bonus episode, and I'll see you again next time. Remember to always grab life and your vinyl, your Tragically Hip vinyl, by the edges.
That's a wrap on this week's episode. For more musical discoveries with Dan Soule, head to MyLloydMinsterNow.com or subscribe to Liner Note Leftovers wherever you get your podcast fix.